Union election petitions have increased by nearly 60% since last October. That's according to data from the National Labor Relations Board. And it's not just about the numbers. It is the way that workers in big companies like Starbucks or Amazon are organizing. Our next guest says it's time for established unions to pay attention. Chris Brooks is a labor journalist and field director for News Guild of New York. He wrote a piece about labor trends for the magazine In These Times. Chris, hi there.
Hi.
So let's start with a well-known example, which is Starbucks. The union wave at the Starbucks locations, how is this different than organizing tactics that you have seen in the past, say at a Ford plant or something?
I mean, what we're seeing at Starbucks is unprecedented in my lifetime. Already over 100 shops have organized. This is an explosion of organizing that we've not seen in any industry since the 1930s. And my argument is that it looks a lot more like social protest movements than traditional labor organizing. So, you know, if you think about the last 10 years, we've seen Occupy Wall Street take off all across the country. We saw the 2016 Bernie Sanders campaign, the rise of the Democratic Socialists of America, the Red State Teacher Strike, the Me Too movement, the movement for Black Lives. Of course, after the murder of George Floyd, you saw this explosion of racial justice protests across the country, which is probably the largest protest movement in our country's history. And when you look at what's happening at Starbucks, it seems to reflect a lot more of what's happening in those worlds than what happens in this kind of slow, methodical, you know, traditional union organizing channels. And so I think that in order for that to be sustainable for the long term, unions need to get involved and to be a part of building these structures in these workplaces. But they also need to be tuned into what's actually happening, which is that workers aren't waiting around for a union organizer to knock on their door. They're taking the initiative and they're doing this all on their own and they're learning from each other.
Okay, so if this is really different than what's been done in the past, can you remind us how it has been done in the past? What is the traditional pathway to forming a union?
So typically when you organize a campaign, you want to go into the workplace and identify and recruit, you know, the leaders that exist there, have tons of organizing conversations. And you wouldn't imagine going to a union election without 70 or 80% of the workforce in support of the union, because you know as soon as you are public, as soon as the campaign goes above ground, employers are going to do what they always do. They're going to threaten to close the workplace. They're going to fire some of the lead activists. They're going to make promises. They do all sorts of these things. They surveil workers. They interfere and they threaten them in every way they can in order to cajole them into voting against the union. So you want to start with 70 or 80% support and hold on for dear life, you know, leading up to the election in the hopes that you'll maintain over 50% that you need to win a union election. But what we're seeing right now is rather than doing all of that, workers are just coming together, talking with each other, you know, in the workplace, saying, hey, you know, the baristas up the street, they just organized a union. Why can't we do it too? And then they're talking to the baristas up the street, learning how they filed the election petition, how they went to the board, like how management, you know, did all of those tricks that they use. And then they're organizing successfully. So rather than relying on the union organizer to come in and help them lead them through this process, they're learning from each other, and then they're doing it in a really quick time period, and they're talking to each other, you know, in large groups all across the country.
Okay, so what is it that you're asking established labor unions to do? How do they change their strategies to capitalize on a process that seems like it's relatively organic and also relatively fast moving?
Yeah, I mean, I think Workers United is doing a great job with the Starbucks workers. Instead of going in there and trying to dictate from the top down how to organize and the conditions to be met, they're really resourcing and supporting the workers themselves and allowing them to lead the way. So I think as much as like unions can tune in to what's happening, actually build meaningful relationships with the workers and then support them so that way they're the ones who are in the driver's seat. Not only are we going to be more successful, but that's the way that we're going to take union organizing, you know, from, you know, kind of like the slow methodical route that we've been on for a long time into being a real movement that's explosive.
What effect do you think that this new paradigm has on the balance of power between employers and employees? In other words, for decades now, the campaigns that some employers have led against organization in their workplaces have been largely successful. Do you think that this new strategy that you're talking about is more resilient against that kind of resistance?
I mean, that's what we're seeing, right? So, you know, in Memphis, Tennessee, Starbucks illegally fired, I think it's 7 baristas in the store there, and they still voted for a union. I've never seen a campaign where, you know, these aren't very big stores, right? Where such a large number of the employees were fired for unionizing and bounced back like that. That's incredible. And it's a testament to the workers themselves who are in these situations. Like, they recognize they're moving from crappy job to crappy job. I might as well make my job better while I'm here. So I don't think that just winning a union in itself, or even a first contract in itself, is really what we're trying to shoot for. At the end of the day, what we're trying to do is to build power for working class people. And so all of these Starbucks baristas, all of these Amazon workers, Dollar General store, Trader Joe's now we see getting in the mix, all of these retail workers and service workers across the country, I think, are demonstrating that they're becoming conscious of the fact that they've been on the losing end of capitalism for a long time, and we might as well fight. We might as well try to do something to make our jobs better while we're in them.
Chris Brooks is labor journalist and field director for News Guild of New York. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.